Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the top bunnies plus Spin and Marty and Werther's. It's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Race Station.
Hey, down south, the sun is shining, but up north, the wind is whining. I'm calling you up just to make you feel a fool, 'cause me, I'm sitting by the pool. While you salt the walk beneath your feet, I will salt my margarita. As you listen to the furnace sucking fuel, me, I'll be sitting by the pool. Well, I spend a lot of money on this big old fancy pool. Not a day goes by that I don't take a dive. Scuba mask and swim trunks with the hula hula girls. And when you hit that water, boy, it makes you feel alive.
Everybody. Come on, Christy, you can do that. Christy's over there swimming.
Hey, wanna swim? I yell to my new neighbor. I was trying to think of an icebreaker. He yells back, not today, but boy, you sure look cool the way you're sitting by the pool. Well, I spent a lot of money on this big old fancy pool. Not a day goes by that I don't take a dive. Scuba mask and swim trunks with the hula hula girls. And when you hit that water, boy, it makes you feel alive. Well, I guess I better go now. It's so odd to hear over my neighbor's snowplow. I always call it a day when my legs start turning blue. After I've been sitting by the, watching that snow fly by, I've been sitting by the pool.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom, and it's time for email from our listeners.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Like what?
Do you see any rabbits in the room?
Oh, yeah, rabbit. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
right, yeah. Very good.
Top three rabbits, bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Bugs.
Jack.
And then maybe Thumper, number three.
I'd throw Fiverr from Watership Down in there, too.
Oh, okay. No, I'd say bugs, Roger. Then the Playboy Bunny.
Okay.
That's just the logo itself?
Yeah, that's
universal. I used to be able to do Roger Rabbit.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, that is good.
That's good.
You owe Charles Fleischer some money.
Yeah, he stole that from me. By all accounts, an awful person.
Is that true?
No. I think so.
Yeah. I know the guy.
Simply my opinion. Tom?
That's random. I have no idea what you're talking
about.
He's a weirdo. Let's move forward here.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, tried to watch Spin and Marty, .. Unwatchable.
Sorry, Tom.
That is JJ from Kermit, Texas.
This is some black and white Disney program.
I mean, this is from like the early 50s.
They were 11-minute segments, right, in a bigger show, I believe.
It was kind of like The Simpsons were to Tracy Ullman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spin and Marty was to the Mickey Mouse.
Were there any homoerotic undertones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is, yeah, Brokeback Mountain 1950s teen version.
Actually, it's about young men in a camp, right?
Spin or Marty, I'm not sure which one, was Tim Considine, and he was kind of a teen heartthrob. He was a big star of My Three Sons.
And he became a, in the world of racing, he was a expert, and he was in the studio with us.
Is that right?
Yeah, many years ago. Mm. But yeah, why are we talking about Spin and Marty?
You brought it up.
I know I brought it up. There had to be a reason.
Why do you think there was a reason?
I believe we were talking about the most obscure thing that come up with, and
that was it.
That was it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Let's see what we've got. You got a letter over there, Christy?
I do. You remember yesterday we were talking about those German dresses that the St. Pauli girls wear?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
What the guys wear?
The female version of Lederhosen?
Well, now I've been told that it's Lederhosen.
Okay.
From Christine, who's part of a German club.
Oh.
I'm sorry, her name is Krista. I was
a member of a Greek club.
Oh, really?
A short time, yeah.
Really?
A lot of sweating going on, Tom.
And you can't Greek?
You can't tense up. No. I wanted to know more about the Greek style.
Ah.
You know that.
Tensing up is the enemy of...
Yes. Can't be Greek
Although,
intense.
At the right time.
Oh.
Could we move forward here?
I'll write that down.
The dress is called a dirndl. I must have pronounced it wrong. I apologize. Dirndl is what that dress is called.
Oh, okay.
So the St. Pauli girl holding mugs and lots of mugs.
A lot of people now just say the St. Pauli girl
I know,
dress,
don't they? Yeah.
Dirndl.
That sounds like a made-up word.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a Jerry word. You took it to the dirndl and the flavin'.
That does not sound like Jerry Seinfeld at all.
No, Jerry Lewis.
Oh!
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I received my Bob and Tom shirt. Oh, this is nice. I received my Bob and Tom shirt from your pop-up shop. I appreciate what you do for the Cincinnati Children's Hospital. This is nice. My son was there when he was 2 years old. Coordinating with the experts at the Cincinnati Children's Hospital, my son turns 20 in July.
Oh, wonderful.
Aww.
James from Troy, Ohio. Well, I'm glad your son's doing well, James. And that was a little drop in the bucket. We had some shirts and donated some cash to an organization that does some great stuff.
That's great. Making
little superhero outfits for kids in the hospital.
Yeah.
Happy to do it. Hope to do it again next year. We had a great time. That's a cool shirt, by the way. I just got mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. Yeah.
We all they passed them out yesterday.
Okay. Well, that would explain why I got mine.
Dear Bob and Tom Show.
And thank you for the shirts, Tom, that you just gave us.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I would like to hire Tom for a day.
Now, okay.
Hang on. Tom would be with me. I'd be with him, rather, from waking up, showering, walking the dogs, driving to work, maybe a coffee, and the rest of the day, just so I can do things better along with Tom. I would pay handsomely.
Handsomely?
This is from Chris. I think he's serious.
Okay, Chris.
This could be like a huge thing.
This could be Jackie Gleason. Is that Jackie Gleason wanting to buy Tom for his son?
I think
that it is.
The toy.
Yes,
I think so.
The Oscar overlooked toy.
Yes.
This is from... Boise, Idaho, from Ryan. I'd like to thank the president of Weirdos, Tom, for wearing his bride's underwear at their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm firing up my workday, all I can hear in my head is Pat singing, "Just a Slump, Busting Gold Thong." Yeah, my having to wear Kelly's underwear at the wedding has led to our doing that great song. By Petty G.
Do you miss it? Do you miss the
Derek Jeter?
Are you going to start doing it all the time? Did you get a taste
for it? No, but I do have to buy... the very short version is Kelly got me white linen pants to get married in, and when I put them on, my black underwear was showing through, and we were on a small island in the Bahamas. I couldn't go buy any underwear. So I ended up finding a pair of her underwear that was kind of my flesh tone, and that's what I wore. In any event,
I can order you some flesh color jockey briefs right now. What would you like?
Women's?
No, men's.
Yeah, but I think Tom has a taste for the ladies.
You can get the men's. Just like, don't you wear boxer briefs?
Yeah, I do now. Yeah, but I wear a different brand. I'll see if they make
God's
them.
Sake.
I recommend
How
Saks.
How are you going to wear them?
SAXX. They're the best.
He's going to need to order from the Procol Harum line.
Yeah, he's going to have to order from...
Because he'll need a whiter shade of pale.
When it comes to flesh tone, as you know, there's an array.
Sure.
Even in this room, you go, let's just do by whiteness in the room here. I think you start with Ace on the high end of darkness.
And the high end of darkness.
Oh my gosh.
I'd like to apologize for my race, if I could.
Is that an Ozzy album?
I believe that was a David Allan Coe song, rest in peace.
All right. Up against the wall.
What?
Don't
rest in too much peace, David.
Right. Yeah.
What's that smell? Oh, that's David. Chick McGee is quite dark complected.
Thank you. I'm a swarthy, yes.
And then, let's see. Then I would probably go over to Josh. Of non-specific ethnic origin, and then probably a Pat, then me, then Christy. Christy.
No,
then me.
I'm not as fair as
no
you.
No one's
as fair. Okay, as pale as
fair, okay. But
you know that. All righty. Well, let's move forward here.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work. I was lucky enough yesterday morning to catch the segment on Werther's Hard Caramels. I did not hear anyone mention that. This morning during my drive to work, that my favorite Werther's are salted caramel, cream-filled, chewy caramels.
Now, we did mention the soft.
Check those out.
But look at those.
I did not remember. Good.
Okay. Wow. We may have to do a run to the store for those.
They are, Brenda says, they from Cleveland, they are delicious.
They must be.
I keep them in a bowl at home and at work.
Yeah, salted caramel ice cream is now my new favorite.
I love it, too.
That's pretty good.
It is amazing. And I had never had it till about a year ago. So.
What brand?
Whatever Kelly gets on it. Well, I'm sure it's something that you have to, the cows have to give you permission or something.
And by the way.
$30 a pint.
Once
God.
Again, these are on.
You're married now.
I like being married. I like being married to Kelly. Uh-huh. That's,
What's the rule for annulments instead of divorce?
It's not consummated, right?
That can go on for a while.
Oh, it can?
Yeah.
How do they know if it's not consummated? They get down there and check you?
Honor system, I guess. Right?
It's also religious
trust
stuff.
Me.
Oh, they're religious things?
Sure. If you can snap this carrot.
Wait a minute.
We know you.
I think he was just going to brag about his sexual prowess there for a second.
No. Oh, yeah, she's...
Anyway,
I do know how Dick the Bruiser got his name.
I remember my dad used to keep Werther's with him all the time. It helped me remember.
And I know that I provide too much information, but
no.
The reason for this discussion was a very good one, that Werther's have become kind of a standard punchline, that they're just for old people. And I forget which one of you said they need to rebrand, and I think you're correct.
They should.
They got to market these things for the young folk out there because they're so delicious. But I think they're being avoided because it's this, that's something for old people.
Right, and they are for everyone. My gosh, are they for everyone?
They're great.
We had a couple ideas for perhaps spokespeople.
Sure.
One of them involved, I believe.
Oh, yeah, Chick recommended Cindy Sweeney, who will certainly get the attention of the youth. And the, you know what? Young and old, actually.
Yeah. Men and women. She's very pretty.
Is the go-to guy, what's his name, Timothy Chalamet?
Well, he's sort of in hot water, has been for the last couple of months.
A few mistakes.
Oh, he doesn't like ballet, dancing, or jazz.
I mean, he didn't even say that.
Whatever happened to people?
Isn't his mom like a ballerina or something? Wasn't he kidding?
It kind of didn't matter. Yeah. People made such a big deal of it, and they still are.
You know, that's the thing. Maybe it's his opinion. So what?
Right? That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
But so Quentin Tarantino doesn't like Paul Dano. Who cares?
Now, who would be another young stud that would be...
You're Jacob Elordi.
He's hot right now.
Yeah, very hot.
Is the guy from Wuthering Heights, that
Miles
guy?
Yeah. Teller
Miles Teller's very hot.
Is he back
Who's
in
the guy that was in the Tornado movie?
Glenn Powell. Yeah,
Glenn Powell. He's great.
Yeah.
You know, Glenn Powell popping some Werther's.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I think that would work. I think we've solved this problem.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just got to. You give a Werther's to a 6-year-old, they're going to really like it.
Yes.
That's my son's favorite road candy. That's what
Start
he gets.
Early.
Werther's.
And he's.
Loves it. 15.
15? A 15-year-old boy.
Now, back in the day, your favorite road candy was a woman named. What?
Candy.
Candy. Yeah. Okay, good.
Candy.
You ever know anybody named Candy?
Candy. Sure. No.
My husband's sister.
I can't let you go.
You have a candy in the family.
She has passed on, but yes.
Oh, Dead Candy.
Jeez,
I love that band.
Sorry, Andy.
Have you seen the latest Dead
Candy? Hang on
candy?
A second. Wait a minute.
Andy and Candy?
Andy was the oldest. Andy was the youngest.
And Mandy?
Love of
Mandy.
Brandy. Brandy.
You know, they had a girl. She was the only girl.
They had a do-it-yourself fix-it shop. They were quite handy.
Andy. You know? Yeah, and it was really well-appointed. Dandy.
Dandy. Very good.
I'm going to hear about this.
This is an easy one.
Andy, and Dead Candy. A handy shop.
I mentioned that one of the brightest young ladies I ever knew was named Candy.
Mm.
And it was one of those things like you don't expect.
Well, yeah, because that name is, my name's Candy.
Yeah, it's associated with.
She was not like that. She was a beautiful woman. Yeah.
No. This woman was very attractive, but also.
Christy, stop bringing truth into the silliness that's going on.
I'm going to have to whip out this piece of paper.
Well, everything was fine until they started insulting my dead sister.
Andy knows we're idiots.
Yes, Andy knows we're idiots.
He knows we're idiots.
Well, and another thing, if Candy were, I don't want anything to do with her now because of you.
Let's move on. I'm not sure if we can get out of this. I think we're stuck.
We can get out.
We've dug a hole and Candy.
My buddy, he was at the beach with his dad, and the whole family. But he and his dad were sitting there on the sand, and this woman came up and she said, "I recognize you guys from some. You know, I think my son went to school with whoever." And my buddy said, he goes, "Oh, yeah, and what's your name again?" And she goes, "Cookie." And he's like, "Oh, okay." And she goes, "Cookie Munches." Her name was Cookie Munches.
What?
And said, he out of the corner of his eye, he could see his dad's shoulders shaking up and down. And his dad rolled over on the towel. Yeah. So he was just stuck trying not to howl, talking to Cookie Munches.
And that's not a porno name?
That was her real name.
Isn't that interesting? Someone would have that name and not think a thing of it.
Right.
Cookie Munches.
I bet you do.
I love those funny video shows that just can't get enough. The cavalcade of concussions. Boy, that's funny stuff. They're tripping in Poughkeepsie. They're slipping in Des Moines. But the ones that win $10,000 are all trauma to the groin. A trauma to the groin, boys. Trauma to the groin. And nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty. There is no joke divine or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin. One day while in the garden, I stepped upon a rake. The blow intense and accurate, an impression it did make. My children caught it all on tape, thought it was the funniest thing. And I choked a curse out through my tears as they began to sing. Oh, a trauma to the groin, boys, trauma to the groin. Nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty. There is no joke divine or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin.
Bravo.
Woo!
Well, I won the money, though I failed to see the joke. Hey, each to his own, I guess. And most of the dough, well, don't you know, paid the bill to the EMS. So let us see a show of hands and let it be resolved that a trauma's much more funny if your own groin's not involved. Oh, a trauma to the groin, boys, trauma to the boys. Nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty. There is no joke divine or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.